Hello, it's nice to be with you for our third meditation on this week's theme, which is flow. We spent a bit of time on day one talking about this number three. Third time's the charm. So here we are, the final meditation of the third week of the practice, if you've been with us from the beginning of this round. What are you noticing? Might life be a little more charming? Include a few more smiles and a greater capacity to linger with what's in front of you that might generate a bit of appreciation or a sense of wonder and curiosity. That translates to engagement. And as you are engaged with life, are you noticing flow? Perhaps you're a bit more flexible. And as you engage with life, are you noticing that flow is all around? If there's one thing that is consistent about life here on Earth, it's change. Life is always changing. Experiences are always new. And so increasing our capacity to be with life moment to moment to moment can be really helpful, can even make us a bit more flexible, a bit more cooperative. Perhaps we participate more. And in that, the third time's the charm, maybe you've become a little more charming. Are you noticing changes in yourself with a few weeks of meditation under your belt? Perhaps you're aware of responding to situations rather than reacting. There's a little more spaciousness there. Sounds a little softer. Perhaps you've noticed different approaches to relationships, or even your relationship to your own thoughts or emotions as they present themselves or as they arise. Perhaps noticing when they dissipate. Comings and goings. There it is, the stuff of meditation. The Dalai Lama once said that the goal in life is not to be better than the other person, but better than your previous self. So many times being human means to default to comparison, which is just another word for judgment, sometimes for being competitive. Again, reaction versus response. So what does this mean, better than your previous self? Well, it begs us to define the self. One way of describing the self is to say, you're a body here in time space. Another way is to include consciousness in that. Say, you are consciousness that inhabits a human body. And those two together combined create emotions and allow for thoughts to be realized and generated. All together, that forms our sense of self. You might say your personality. Hopefully that is guided by a higher sense of self, that you are a part of something bigger. Nonetheless, we're constantly changing. We are constantly evolving. And so the you that was here yesterday might not be the same you that's here today. And an awareness of that leads to an appreciation of that, which leads to smiles. And hopefully by now a habit has formed, because we've been doing this three times, 3 weeks. And a smile leads you to a long, slow, deep breath. present for each breath. Allowing awareness to settle into the breath. Relax into it. Become fully present with it. Checking your posture that the body's comfortable. The mind is alert. And we settle into this now, gently breathing in and gently breathing out. This time of settling is designed to bring us into the now, to notice all that's here. Hearing. To be here, to listen or to hear. Homophones, right? They sound the same. Hearing awakens us to an awareness that something exists external to ourselves. There are sounds. It also gives us an idea of where we are in space. It allows us to locate ourselves in space and therefore in time. And so sound can be a wonderful way to expand and include the conditions that surround us, the environment we're in, an awareness of what's happening right now. So expanding to include your ears, we could start with the physical body, just becoming aware of the location of the ears themselves. We often say, what's going on between your ears? When we're asking someone, what's going on in your head? What are you thinking about? We locate the mind in this space between the ears and behind the eyes. In meditation, we often deliberately close our eyes because the mind is so easily distracted by the visual world. So gently closing our eyes can allow us to go inward, but simultaneously allows the inner and the outer worlds to integrate seamlessly and beautifully. Last week we worked with gently breathing at the tip of the nose and noticing air from the room moving into the body. And on the exhale, that air moving from within the body to without, inner and outer integrating. The ears, another interface where inner meets outer. We receive sounds from the space around us. And so for the next many minutes, just sitting and listening. Expanding your awareness to include sounds in the space where you exist in the here and now. We're not scanning the room for sounds, but just allowing the soundscape, if you will, to come alive. Can be helpful to allow sounds to come to you. What's here to be heard as sound flows into sound, flows into sound, creating a beautiful soundscape. And here we are. Breathing, listening, receptive, as sounds come and sounds go. Sometimes thought forms that arise in our mind space are received as sounds. We hear ourselves thinking thoughts as if we're reading a book. And that inner chatter is at the forefront, taking up quite a bit of space. We can smile and include a breath. We can expand outward and allow sounds to be received from the world around us. And that might include the sound of silence. What's beautiful about hearing is that it's effortless. It's happening all the time. Sounds are generated, not unlike the breath. We don't have to do anything except be present for what's here now. The body breathing. The body breathing. The body listening, aware, sensing. Letting sounds come to meet your awareness. To meet you as a conscious being in this moment. See if we can just simply get out of our own way and just allow sounds. Sounds to come, breath to come, moments to arrive and moments to simply move on and be replaced by the next. And here we are living this awareness, breath by breath, moment by moment, and perhaps sound. as it moves into the next sound. Three beautiful words offered by Ram Dass that are epic in their nature. Three one-syllable words. Be here now. A being hearing. Could that mean the practice of constantly being here? Now. As we acknowledge that awareness is living, it's always living in the now. Together, we'll take a few breaths to bring this sitting to a completion. Flowing into the space of the mind, breathing light into the mind. Together we breathe light into our emotional body. And with the next breath, our awareness flows into our physical body, breathing light into every cell and muscle. And together we breathe light into our sense of self, realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in this world. Thanks for meditating. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here now. And the world thanks you. Be with you again soon.